It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Recently, we talked with Jason Ray, who is the executive director for the Southwest Council of Governments. Today, he's back to talk more specifically about a variety of the programs that they provide in Southwest Missouri, and specifically in some of the smaller communities around the region. So just as a refresher, tell us about the Southwest Missouri Council on Governments, also referred to as SMCOG. Tell us about it and its background.
Yeah, SMCOG is a regional planning commission that is set up by state statutes. There are 19 regional planning commissions through the state of Missouri. SMCOG is the only one that is administered by a university, Missouri State University, and we've been in existence for almost 30 years now and have been operating in Springfield underneath that university that entire time. We do serve a 10-county region around Springfield, and that includes Dallas, Polk, and Dade counties to the north, Barry, Stone, and Taney counties to the south. And then in the center of our region, we include Greene County, Lawrence, Christian, and Webster counties, and then all of the local governments' jurisdictions within those 10 counties as well.
So one of the projects that you spend a lot of time on are community development projects. Tell us about that and how you get involved. Does the government entity request that from you, or how do you work inside their communities?
Yeah, community development projects are more of the public side of what we actually get to do. Either a not-for-profit organization such as a senior center or even a school district or the community itself will approach us with a community need. Recently, we have written several grants for small communities, and we've actually constructed a few senior centers and an early childhood education center. Seems like every year we're able to get one facility complete, and then we're off to writing the grant applications for the next ones. Most recently, we finished the senior center in Marshfield, and that included $250,000 from CDBG, or Community Development Block Grant, and then $500,000 from NAP, or Neighborhood Assistance Program tax credits at the state level, and then also some local contributions as well, including Senator Roy Blunt's past father was able to contribute a lot to that project as well. We also are in the process of constructing the senior center in Fairgrove, Missouri, just north of Springfield, similar funding structure with that project. And we're excited now to announce that we are starting construction or about to start construction on the Ingalls Memorial Senior Center in Buffalo, Missouri.
So it sounds like you work in a lot of the smaller communities, and I'm sure that they benefit greatly from the services that the SMCOG can offer. What are some of the other ways that you get involved? You help. I know you said you do a lot of comprehensive planning as well.
Yeah, so we do a lot of small town comprehensive plans, or growth management plans, or land use plans are also what they're known as. Recently, we've finished the city of Fairgrove's comprehensive plan and the city of Clovers as well. These comprehensive plans are very important, especially for small communities. One, there's a statutory requirement by the state if they're going to have planning and zoning in their community, but also gives them a vision of where their community is going to go in the next 10 to 20 years and helps the community have buy-in in what public decisions are being made by elected officials. Every comprehensive plan that we do, we try to get as much community engagement as possible to make sure that there's a lot of community buy-in and feedback so that elected officials can make the smartest and best decisions for their residents.
So when you leave, then you're leaving them with a notebook or some type of template that they can use for the next 10, 15, or 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they don't have to complete everything in that plan, but it's a kind of a guidebook that they can reference back to and help them make those major decisions that impact the future of the community.
Well, throughout all the programs you all help offer, one of the things you do is you do a lot of partnerships with other community groups. You've already mentioned a couple of those. And one specifically is the James River Basin Partnership. You're working on a watershed management plan with them. How does that work?
Right. So SMCOG received a $200,000 grant from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, by way of Missouri Department of Natural Resources. So we've got federal and state partnerships, but locally we're partnering with the James River Basin Partnership, or JRBP, Ozarks Water Watch, and here at Missouri State, the Ozarks Environmental Water Research Institute, to complete a comprehensive watershed management plan for the entire James River watershed. It'll be the first time that we have this type of plan for the entire watershed, and we're excited to have so many different partnerships with such great organizations that really know the key details and the science that goes behind the health of the watershed. We're kind of more the administrative side, and we facilitate facilitate some of the public engagement on this project. But nevertheless, we're very proud to be a key partner in this project.
Well, kind of switching topics completely, one area that probably most people would not assume you'd be involved in is Homeland Security. We think of that as something that happens in the East Coast or something like that. But tell us about the Homeland Security Oversight Program.
Yeah. After September 11th, the federal government decided to regionalize their homeland security assets or resources. Here in Missouri, we used the highway patrol districts to regionalize our homeland security services. So SIMCOG is the lead agency for the highway patrol Troop D district for homeland security. And actually, we call it the Regional Homeland Security Oversight Committee, or RSOC. So we have 27 counties that we work with on this program, and it's made up of a committee of emergency responders, fire chiefs, police chiefs, volunteer organizations such as the Red Cross or Catholic Charities, and other key partners as well. And every year we receive hundreds of thousands of dollars through Homeland Security, and every local government organization that's interested in receiving this funding submits an application to the RSOC. And every year, the RSOC reviews those applications, scores them, and works with the state-level Homeland Security Office to distribute those funds. Since we've started managing this program, we've distributed over $7.3 million worth of funding to local governments for things such as the Bearcat vehicle here in Springfield. We have shower trailers that were purchased, I believe, by the Red Cross, and other deployable assets that are able to be sent out throughout the region or even the state if there was an emergency or a natural disaster of some sort. So it's kind of a behind-the-scenes activity that we do, but it really helps protect our communities and our citizens in an emergency, should there be one.
And real quickly here to follow up, how can people find out more information about the Southwest Missouri Council on Governments?
They can go to our website, which is simcog.org. That's SMCOG.org. And there they can sign up to receive our biweekly publication, the local government briefings, and all of our contact information is on there as well.
Great. Thank you. Our guest today has been Jason Ray, the Executive Director of the Southwest Missouri Council on Governments. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.